This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the last month, President Bush has been to Pennsylvania and Ohio 5 times each. Senator Kerry has visited each of those states 3 times. And then there's the highly contested battleground state of Florida. Until John Kerry's plane touched down in Jacksonville this afternoon, hurricanes had made the state a campaign no-man's land since late August. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on what's likely now that the storms have passed.
In Florida, there's something called the Republican Horseshoe. It starts out in Naples on the state's southwest coast. Then it swings up the coastline to Tampa, crosses the center of the state through Orlando, and works its way back down south to Palm Beach County. About 3/4 of the state's Republicans live in that horseshoe. Florida State University Public Administration Professor Lance DeHaven-Smith compares that shape to the paths of hurricanes Charlie, Francis, and Ivan.
Well, the left side of that horseshoe was hit by the first hurricane, and the right side was hit by the second hurricane. Then the last hurricane, the third one, came in at Pensacola, which is also an area where you have Republicans concentrated.
And while Florida Republicans were busy preparing for Hurricane Francis, their candidate was being preempted by the same storm on the airwaves. Many Florida stations bumped the president's acceptance speech before the Republican National Convention in favor of hurricane coverage. But if the storm's timing and paths hurt Florida Republicans, the cleanup may have given their candidate an extra boost. After each disaster struck, the president toured the wreckage, appeared before Florida voters, and assumed a role that his rival cannot, comforter-in-chief.
All those here in Florida, in the thoughts and prayers of the American people. People all across this country know what you've been through and care deeply about you.
That was at the National Hurricane Center in Miami after Francis crashed into the state. At each post-hurricane appearance, Mr. Bush also pledged federal assistance. That's another gesture that Kerry can't match. FSU's DeHaven-Smith says those appearances may sway voters toward the incumbent in the short term. But the president also risks raising expectations.
I think you're going to have a lot of people disappointed and frustrated simply because they're going to continue to have difficulties. It'll be weeks in some areas just to get the electricity back on. So you can imagine how frustrated people will become.
Matthew Miller is the Florida spokesperson for the Kerry Edwards campaign. He believes while voters may be distracted now, the hurricanes won't be a factor when they go to the polls.
At the end of the day, I mean, this election is going to be decided about issues like the high cost of health care, the struggling economy. We think the election will be decided on those issues.
He says the Kerry campaign has not changed its Florida strategy at all. John Kerry and John Edwards are holding a rally in Orlando tonight, and Miller says they'll come back to the state often. The Bush campaign intends to take the same tack, visit often, be sensitive to what people have suffered, and stay on the national message. Brett Doster is the executive director of the Bush-Cheney campaign in Florida. He says 3 hurricanes in a row are a distraction, but
I think the president's focused on his agenda for the next 4 years, and when he comes back to campaign, that's what he'll be talking about.
Both candidates may be promoting their agendas without much real information about which issues are important to Florida voters. The storms of the last month took out electricity in parts of the state, which prevents pollsters from measuring political opinions in Florida. That means the campaigns are now entering the final weeks of the race with little information about where they stand in one of the most important states in the election. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.